Welcome to SCOTUS Cast, habeas petitions and waiver of defenses edition. Thank you for tuning in. On April 24, 2012, the Supreme Court announced its decision in Wood v. Milliard. The question in this case concerns the authority of a federal court to raise, on its own initiative, a statute of limitations defense to a habeas corpus petition. In an opinion delivered by Justice Ginsburg, the court held that a federal court may generally raise a statute of limitations defense on its own initiative, but may not do so when the state was aware of the defense and intelligently chose not to rely upon it in the court of the first instance. Because the state had deliberately waived the limitations defense in this case, the court explained, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Tenth Circuit abused its discretion by resurrecting the defense on appeal. Accordingly, the Supreme Court reversed the Tenth Circuit's dismissal of a habeas petition and remanded the case for further proceedings. Chief Justice Roberts, as well as Justices Kennedy, Breyer, Alito, Sotomayor, and Kagan, joined Justice Ginsburg's opinion. Justice Thomas filed an opinion concurring in the judgment, which was joined by Justice Scalia. To discuss the case, we have Brian Means, who is a federal habeas corpus litigator in the Eastern District of California, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit, and the United States Supreme Court. As always, the Federalist Society takes no position on particular legal or public policy issues. All expressions of opinion are those of the speaker. And now, Mr. Means.
Wood v. Milliard, decided by the court earlier this week, is the sequel to the Supreme Court's 2006 decision in Day v. McDonough. In Day, the court held that a district court may, but is not obliged, to consider sua sponte, the timeliness of a state prisoner's habeas petition. Unanswered in Day was whether federal appellate courts are also permitted to raise sua sponte, a limitations defense. Lower federal appellate courts had reached conflicting results. The Supreme Court resolved this conflict in Wood. The petitioner in Wood filed a federal habeas corpus petition challenging his state court conviction for murder and other crimes. The state informed the district court that it was not challenging, yet it was not conceding, the timeliness of the habeas petition under AEDPA. The district court ultimately denied the petition on the merits. On appeal, the parties were directed to address both the merits and the timeliness of the habeas petition. Ultimately, the Tenth Circuit ruled that the petition was untimely. The appellate court stated that it had the authority to raise the timeliness issue sua sponte, and that the state had not deliberately waived the defense. The Supreme Court reversed in a 7-2 decision. The court held that federal appellate courts have the authority, although are not obliged, to raise sua sponte an AEDPA statute of limitations defense. The court stated, however, that this authority should be reserved only for use in exceptional cases. The court explained that appellate courts, for good reason, ordinarily abstain from entertaining issues not raised and preserved in the district court. And by disposing of a case on a procedural ground, the district court's labor is discounted and the appellate court acts not as a court of review, but as one of first view. With these considerations in mind, the Supreme Court held that the Tenth Circuit had abused its discretion in dismissing the petition as untimely. The court stated that the state's decision not to contest the timeliness of the petition did not stem from an inadvertent error, as had occurred in Day. Instead, the state had a clear and accurate understanding of the defense and simply chose not to assert it. The court therefore reversed the judgment of the Tenth Circuit and remanded to allow the district court to consider the merits of the petitioner's claims. Justices Thomas and Scalia, in a concurring opinion, expressed their view that the court in Day was wrong to hold that district courts may raise sua sponte forfeited limitations defenses in habeas cases. Therefore, they concluded that the reasoning of Day should not be extended to the proceedings in federal courts of appeals. The significant principles established in Wood are as follows. First, federal appellate courts are not categorically prohibited from raising sua sponte limitations defenses. Second, although federal appellate courts may raise sua sponte a limitations defense, they may do so only in exceptional cases. Third, a federal appellate court may not raise sua sponte, a limitations defense, if the government waives the defense. Waiver is the intentional relinquishment or abandonment of a known right. In Wood, the court concluded that the state had waived its limitations defense because, notwithstanding its clear and accurate understanding of the defense, it unambiguously chose not to assert it. And fourth, a federal appellate court's decision to sua sponte raise a limitations defense is reviewed for an abuse of discretion by a reviewing court. In addition to the specific holding of Wood, there are a number of other issues regarding the decision worth noting. The holding of Wood, that a federal appellate court can, in an exceptional case, sua sponte raise a limitations defense, appears confined to the context of habeas corpus proceedings. Ordinarily in civil litigation, a statutory time limitation is forfeited if not raised in the defendant's answer or in an amendment to the answer. An affirmative defense, once forfeited, is excluded from the case and cannot be asserted on appeal. The court in Wood recognized an exception to this general rule because the affirmative defense was founded on concerns broader than those of the parties, namely, maintaining respectful, harmonious relations between the state and federal judiciaries. Those concerns are generally not found outside the habeas context. Also worth noting, the court in Wood did not explain what constitutes an exceptional case that will authorize an appellate court to sua sponte raise a limitations defense. In Wood, the court found that the state had waived the defense and therefore had no occasion to define this requirement. It remains to be seen precisely how difficult it will be to satisfy this exceptional case requirement. What seems clear, however, is that something more is required for an appellate court to raise sua sponte a limitations defense beyond merely wanting to do so. Lower court decisions predating Wood may provide some guidance on when it will be appropriate for a federal appellate court to raise a limitations defense sua sponte. In these decisions, courts have spoken of the need generally to balance the federal interests in comity and judicial economy in comity against the petitioner's substantial interest in justice. Specific factors cited by courts include whether the parties had briefed and argued the issue at some point in the proceeding, whether the limitations issue is obvious and uncomplicated, whether the record on the issue is well developed, whether the petitioner's substantive claims are patently without merit, and whether the petitioner's substantive claims involve unresolved questions of fact or of state law that might have an important bearing on the federal habeas claim. The court in Wood also did not state whether its holding applies outside the limitations context. More specifically, the court did not say whether the standard it adopted applies equally to other defenses, such as procedural defaults or Teague new rules. But there is good reason to believe that it does. The court in Wood ruled that it was appropriate for appellate courts to raise sua sponte, a limitations defense, because the defense fosters respectful, harmonious relations between the state and federal judiciaries. The same reasoning would apply to the procedural default and Teague new rule contexts. Finally, there is one curious passage in Wood that merits attention. The court in Wood characterized its previous holding in Day v. McDonough as affirming a federal district court's authority to consider a forfeited habeas defense when extraordinary circumstances so warrant. Reading this passage in Wood in isolation, one might conclude that under Day v. McDonough, as characterized by Wood, district courts may only sua sponte raise a limitations defense in extraordinary circumstances. But the court in Day did not impose an extraordinary circumstance requirement on the ability of district courts to sua sponte raise a forfeited limitations defense. Although one can speculate why the court in Wood characterized its holding in Day in this manner, it seems unlikely that the court was intending to modify the holding of the Day decision.
Thank you for listening to this episode of SCOTUS Cast. For more episodes of SCOTUS Cast, as well as audio and video of past Federalist Society events, please visit our website at www.federalistsociety.com. www.federalistsociety.org/multimedia.